Please welcome back our very important puzzler, Hannibal Buress.
Yes. Yeah.
Hannibal, you'll be playing with a member from our audience. Please welcome Brent
Yeah, Netsch. Man. You ready to do this, dog? Hey, handshake, man. We're working together. Listeners, me and him, we just shook hands.
Yep.
For the first time ever.
You got to let everybody else in, you know?
Hannibal, Brent Hannibal. Glad you have met. Brent is a fifth grade school teacher that works with special needs children, and he is the number one person his friends want to take to karaoke. Why is that, Brent?
I have the tendency to jump on couches, point to different people, serenade them, and things of that sort. Unfortunately, my voice is awful. So, unfortunately.
What's your top song, your go-to, where you're like, man, I've been bombing for 6 songs straight. I need something to get me out of this funk. I'm going to hit this Benny and the Jets real quick. What's your song? What is your Benny and the Jets?
You know what? I got 2.
Yeah.
I got 2. First off, I can nail the Jay-Z part of Empire State of Mind.
All right.
And Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight.
All right.
I mean, when you hip hop, hippie to the hippie, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop, rock it to the bang bang, boogie to up jump the boogie, to the rhythm of the boogie to be. Now, what you Hannibal, it's not a test, I'm a rapping to the beat. It's just me, my friends, and NPR, we're gonna try to move your feet.
Yeah, man. Yes.
Yeah. Hannibal, do you have a response to that?
No, I don't. My response is that, yeah, that's the part everybody knows. But then that song trails heavily at the end.
Well, once we get into the barbecue part, when the chicken ain't no good, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, see, the energy lags. Everybody can hip hip hoppity, but what?
Hannibal, you've performed gibberish rap.
Yeah. My friend had me hosting his mixtape. My friend Tony Trim had a mixtape called Charcuteries and Champagne. But then his beat came on and I just started rapping over it. And then I listened back. I was like, this sounds catchy. And so I just started adding stuff to it. And then I wanted to perform it, but I was scared to perform it with just me on stage. So now whenever I perform it, I have between 3 to 6 ballerinas with me. And also costume characters. I used to have costume characters. Like I would have Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. I would have had SpongeBob, and SpongeBob came through in Miami. And that sounds fun to say. Yeah, SpongeBob came through in Miami. Incredible Hulk came through in Cleveland.
Would you ever invite a audience member from the crowd to come up on stage with you to ballerina dance for some reason?
No. I like to have professionals, really. But I appreciate your ambition, and I hope you can respect my forwardness.
Hannibal, you said you knew a lot about rap music. Brent, we've established that you know the words to 1 or 2 songs. But what we're going to do is, Hannibal, we're going to give you cards with the titles of some rap songs. And your job is to get Brent to guess the title of the song.
Okay.
The catch is that you can't use any of the words in the title.
All right.
Or mention the artist.
Or no lyrics, though, right?
You can describe the plot of the song. You can hum it. You can use any of the lyrics as long as they are not in the title of the song.
Right.
And if you break any of those rules, you will hear this. Yeah.
Yes. Negativity. Haters. People trying to hate. That's the hater
buzzer. Right. That's right. You've got 2 minutes to get as many as you can. And remember, if you get enough right, you will both win and ask me another prize. Hannibal
right.
Brent, are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Your time starts now.
She's not looking for a broke N-word.
Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx, Gold Digger.
apologies and sadness and apologies and singing and weird video with a dog in it.
Oh my gosh.
Atlanta.
Miss Jackson by Outkast.
Yes, sir. One of your top karaoke songs.
Empire State of Mind.
Yes, sir. Round got a triple double.
It was a good day, Ice Cube.
Yeah. This man has weird hair and is forever associated with Michelle Pfeiffer, white lady saving black students.
Coolio, Gangsta to Paradise.
Yeah. This guy, he sent people to get cheesecake at Junior's, and his friend died, and it's about him. And he had shiny suits, and Sean John, and it's a sad song.
I'll be missing you.
Yeah. This guy is a big dude. He is about him trying to get, it's an older song. He sings horribly. He's trying to get this girl into a relationship, but she's telling him that it's platonic.
Whoa, Biz Markie, you say he's just a friend.
Yeah!
Okay, time. That was incredible. You guys are both winning prizes. Woo! Hannibal, for being such a great sport. Brent, for guessing so well. You're both going to receive Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. And one more time for an amazing VIP, Hannibal Buress.
Thanks, y'all.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date? But a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you the story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. Nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got off stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? Well, whispered in her ear, "Come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions, see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name. She said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks, and she was enthused. I said, "How'd you like the show?" She said, "I was very amused." I started throwing bass. She started throwing back mid-range. When I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, "Do you have a man?" she tried to pretend. She said, "No, I don't. I only have a friend." Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I sing.
You got what I need. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend.
Jonathan Colton.